fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand. So let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Call News studios. That's right, the Call News, your local source for news and sports. The best source for local news and sports that you can get anywhere. Go to thecallnews.com. It is your hometown paper for Mobile County. It covers everything from Citronelle to Dauphin Island, Bottle of Badger to Mount Vernon, and everything from Mississippi to the Mobile Bay. It covers it. Your local news, your local sports. It's what you want to read about in your hometown paper. Comes out every week. Go to thecallnews.com right now and subscribe. It's the best local news and sports coverage and most provocative opinion page, controversial opinion page, hated and loved opinion page anywhere in the state. And we have plenty of mail to prove all of that. And here we are. It's Common Sense Radio. It is our last live broadcast of the year, and it is and we are on, consistently on the air. The weather is bad out there. You're worried about the Christmas season, that there might be distractions that keep people from fulfilling their duties, you know, with all the shopping and all the hustle and bustle and all that, but not for the steady eye of our engineer. Our award-winning engineer is so steady. He is not distracted by the shopping, by all the nonsensical radio ads that he has to cut for stupid Christmas sales and or reindeers flying. Nothing shakes this man. He keeps us here, and that's why you hear us crisp and clear every Thursday night, regardless, even in the holiday season with bad weather. Our award-winning engineer, co-host, executive producer, all-around nice guy, just a jolly old elf himself, Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that. Yeah, jolly old elf, huh?
The elf of the electron.
I guess, okay.
Head electron elf. That is you. You're the guy. And for to try to bring decorum and dignity, we have a director of quality assurance who's here to always try to help the listener feel like they're getting something out of this show, something worthwhile out of this show. And she is here as a co-host, executive producer, all-around nice gal, a gold star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It is a wonderful Merry Christmas show.
It is a Merry Christmas show.
Our last show of the year.
It is the last show because we're going to be off. We're going to replay this show, so we got to make a good one because we're going to replay it next week.
Right.
So if you're listening and it's after Christmas, we're before Christmas, and we always love this show because it's always a lot of fun, and we exchange a few gifts in here. And we're sampling them right now. Yeah, it's all good. There's a lot of Christmas cheer going on in here. So make sure you pace us, Teresa.
Okay.
Keep us paced.
We can handle that. Yeah.
Okay. I was hoping to do a little bit of a lighter show, but there's so many things out there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to power through some of the things. One of them, and you know, we always try to make sure wherever there's terror that we cover that. And I was going through and I said, wow, look at that. We didn't have any terror this week, which is good because we've had a few weeks lately.
Yeah,
in months where, you know, except Strasbourg about a week ago,
right,
or 10 days ago, whenever that was. And I stumbled on something that just happened, and very brutal and shocking. And I went ahead and put it in here because it's brutal, it's shocking, and it's also stupid. You may not see this anywhere. Did you hear? This just came out. Two Scandinavian women were brutally murdered, mutilated, and raped in Morocco.
No.
Just over the last couple of days, they just found their bodies.
Wow.
These are 20-something-year-old girls from Norway and Denmark who went camping in the Atlas Mountains of Morocco.
Yeah, that's kind of...
And they found them in their campsite just totally, totally... It was gruesome what they did, but it was rape, it was murder, one of them was beheaded.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
And they're connecting it to ISIS, that there's an ISIS cell that they think is responsible in Morocco.
Right.
So it's probably a terror act. You got a couple of blonde-haired Scandinavian.
Yeah, but targeted.
They were targeted, but who goes camping in Morocco?
I know.
Two unaccompanied girls go camping in Morocco?
Who knows what they're thinking? But again, we could just say, generally, though, that socialist ideas of you know, coexistence, you know, we always joke about the 1%. Yeah, it just doesn't translate into reality. And again, I don't know the specifics of this story. But again, just your ideals and what you wish the world was like.
And you go there and think
doesn't
it's going to
make
be
it
like
so.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
And no, it didn't turn out
wishing
that way.
Don't make it so.
No, it does not.
It's and I feel terrible for these girls right here at Christmas time, but why? What would make you think
you have to
you
be
could
smart.
Go into the wilderness in a Muslim country and two girls all by themselves?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason that Muslims don't let their own women go around unattended.
Exactly. It reminds me of wasn't the married couple that kind of had that idea of we're going to go to all the countries and everyone's going to be so sweet. And
they did it for world peace and all
that.
And they were like Turkmenistan or something.
Yeah. One of the stands.
And they were on their bikes.
They didn't get to come back out.
And somebody literally hit them with a car and they thought it was an accident until they got out of their car to slit their throats. They were wounded.
Right.
This was, I think, just this summer.
Yeah. It hasn't been long.
And the head work also, and I'm not trying to make light of it, this kind of reminds me, if you remember, I just thought of this one, the thinking on this. Mm-hmm. This is about maybe 10 years ago in the Netherlands. There was a woman in the Netherlands. They had, at a zoo, they had this adoption program thing where you could make a donation, and you adopt an animal, it's your animal.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So this woman had adopted paid a lot of money and adopted a cheetah. And she would go visit the cheetah all the time and see it. And she was convinced that the cheetah understood that this woman had adopted her and was providing for her. And she hid in the zoo after closing.
Oh.
And after closing, so she gets into the cheetah cage with the cheetah in the enclosure because she's sure that the cheetah knows.
She wants to cuddle with the cheetah.
She wants to cuddle with the cheetah because she knows the cheetah understands that she's the benefactor.
Right.
That didn't work out.
No.
Well. That worked out very poorly.
Right.
But it's the same kind of headwork.
What? Yeah, it is. Yeah. No pet cheetahs.
You would go, oh my gosh. I mean.
And similar things are happening here. And
yeah, no. They,
because
it's just,
of policy.
But that one just caught my eye. I was like, oh my gosh, it's awful.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, I had to get that because we always talk about bad terror things going on, and this would be a terror. And you probably won't see it. It doesn't, it's not going to be.
Well, and not unrelated. I've been kind of following the story about Eddie Gallagher, the Navy SEAL who's being hammered because he actually killed a terrorist.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite an intriguing story in the tactics and the, you know, just
we
the
need
awful.
To dig into that more.
Yes. Well, it's all on our
Facebook page.
You can read all the details. And it's a lot to read. But just if you look at his resume alone, my stars.
Well, he's
an amazing person. But what I found really weird is the Gestapo-like tactics that were thrown against his family, his children.
Oh, that's exactly what they did.
They were left unattended because basically they watched and waited for the wife to go to work and just unheard of.
Oh, yeah. No,
these kids.
The way they raid people at 5 o'clock in the morning when they could just like come to your office and ask questions.
Right.
Yeah.
No, this is – we need to dig into that one more. And I know
I'm working
posted
on
it.
On right. I have some friends that are kind of connected.
Which I have to laugh because they thought I posted it, so I've been attacked.
Oh, I read that. Yeah, I know.
On our
I did.
Facebook page, I'm laughing going, okay, I haven't even had a chance to read this stuff
I just
yet.
Let it be out there because we welcome all opinions. You can all – we take your opinions.
It's funny, but I've been attacked on that. And
even
speaking
if you're
of being attacked, it reminds me of something else. This goes into the Christmas season before we get to the other things. Have you seen that meme being posted? There's somebody had like one of those cameras on their front door, and they have this snapshot of these people pulling up in a little minivan, and they're running up and stealing all the presents, the deliveries, the Amazon deliveries, and they're like running back and forth, right?
Right.
And it's been going around, do you know these people? They stole so-and-so's Christmas, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know if it's true. Well, one of these rabid liberal Democrats that I know on Facebook reposted this thing. And I've seen it, I don't know, a dozen times.
So what did it say?
And so he posted this thing. This is terrible. Does anybody know any of these people? And so I made this little comment. I went, so I just couldn't resist because
this is
a rabid Democrat that posted this. So I just put on there, hey, don't you know all the Democrats around here?
That's a good one.
Let me tell you.
Hey, it's
now
so
you,
true.
You're
it's
finding
not
some
true.
Humor in that, right?
I am, yes.
I want you to know
he did.
Not just him. I mean, dozens of liberals descended on me and went nuts on me. Oh, I was called things that there were names I didn't even know.
Oh, my
goodness. They were calling me. Oh, but I had to laugh. I mean, I was just trying to jab. I just couldn't resist.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
They could not take that joke whatsoever. And they said, what do you think? All Democrats are thieves. And I went another one line. I go, well, then why are Democrats pushing for felons to regain their voting rights?
Yeah. Or to give away other people's stuff.
It kept getting worse.
Right. Giving away other people's stuff.
Giving away other people's stuff was kind of a joke. All right. Yeah. Look, are we on the break already?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, we'll be right back. Look, the big thing is the border wall. We thought, that the House and Senate were going to sidestep it. Oh, we got continuing resolution and go to February and let the Democrat House handle it. You know, they're going to just punt.
Yeah.
And not
still
do it.
Slats.
And it looked like
you heard that?
Trump was going to let it go.
Yeah.
We're back on it. And tonight, I don't know if you all know it, but the House passed a funding bill with the wall in it, and it's going to the Senate. So we might be headed for a shutdown. We want to hear what you think about it. Do you care if there's a shutdown?
Who, me personally?
Yeah.
Nah.
I mean, listeners, who cares? Yeah. All right, call us or text us at 251-343-0106.
Christmas in Dixie. It's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Call News Studios.
That's right.
I know where we're at. Hey, it's Christmas time, and you may be going, what am I going to buy for Christmas? What can I do? You know who has Christmas gifts and all sorts of different things, little knickknacks and coins? They got Christmas rounds or something like that, special Christmas. Loop Coin.
Yeah.
They have all that on sale, gold and silver. Buy or sell, but Christmas gifts. Go to Loop Coin at 3972 Government Boulevard. They can help you out with buying or selling gold or silver or your Christmas gifts. You need to go over there right now. It's not too late. They can help you for all you procrastinators. Because remember, if you wait the last 5 minutes, it only takes 5 minutes. But go to Loop Coin for those 5 minutes. And you can get it done. Go to Loop Coin in the corner of Government Boulevard and Azalea Road and Skyland Shopping Plaza. And we're just getting on to the big story. We thought it kind of looked like we're going to avoid the shutdown. Oh, we got a continuing resolution, blah, blah, blah. We're going to kick the can down the road. We're going to let the Democrat House handle this next year.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that once
they're going to have to handle it anyway next year at some point, but still.
Right. But they've had control for 2 years. They didn't get the wall done. And we thought that they were just going to sidestep it. And I'm going to tell you, Ryan is a huge, huge disappointment.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And he sure was proud of himself.
What it was.
It was like a whole thing. And I was like, who even cares?
Nobody cares.
Yeah. No one cares.
Go away, because you've been a disappointment. You lost the House.
Doing his own homage to himself.
Yeah, I'm like, and no one even
come on.
Get out of here.
Yeah, like, he was such a disappointment.
And why is he not trying to get this done? Because everybody knows that once Nancy Pelosi gets the gavel, they won't pass the wall funding ever.
No.
Never. So they need to get isn't this what they did? Didn't we do Obamacare on Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Isn't
it the same thing?
Same thing.
Yeah,
same thing.
Definitely that.
So
yeah.
Republicans, buck up and get the wall done.
Exactly.
And now the House passed it tonight with it. And just for you folks out there, do you know who's one of the who's in the House, one of the guys leading the charge?
Who's that?
Our own congressman, Bradley Byrne.
Excellent.
They're leading the charge, get this done. And he's putting pressure on the Senate to say, screw that. Change the rules about the
60.
The 60. You can change the rules, make it 50, get this wall funding, and it's done.
Yeah.
So, and
hey,
Trump
well,
is
what
on.
About the paraplegic guy who's already raised, I think it's up to almost $4 million now.
Oh, $4 million for the wall?
Yeah.
You know,
like a
I'll donate for the wall.
They won't.
I know. It's
for
kind
some
of
reason,
one of those bad
things. Congress won't let them do that. I mean.
Oh, they'll say you can't use that $5
billion. Yeah, you can't do that.
It just goes to show.
You can't
crazy?
Do that. Exactly.
That it's not that much money. They were like basically, if everyone gave 50 to 80 bucks, it would be covered.
I you know, do the math. We're looking for $5 billion. You know, $100 from what is
50 million people. 100 bucks, it's done.
It's done. But and they look, would. I guarantee people. You, they wouldn't let you use that money.
I guarantee you, there's 5 million people who give $1,000.
Oh yeah.
You can find maybe 50 million to give 100 is tough, but I guarantee you find 5 million to give 1,000.
I don't know how tough it would be to find 50 million to give 100.
I would get, they probably say it was not. 80. The dollar that I read was 80.
100, what,
like,
I'll
if about 90% of the people who voted for Trump gave $80, it would be more than covered.
Well, oh yeah, no, if they all give, yes, that would cover it.
Yeah, I give.
So,
it.
You know.
Yeah.
And then I guess this also got kind of crossways when they said, "We don't have 5 billion for the wall, but oh, but we'll give $10 billion to Central America in aid." Really?
Yeah.
So you got $10 billion for aid in Central America, but not $5 billion for the wall.
What a slap in the face of the American taxpayer, the American citizen. What a slap in the face.
So
it really
even
is.
Even though Trump has been on the ropes a lot the last few weeks with the news and the media, they've been getting him. He's standing tall on this. So look, we got James from Pensacola wants to chime in. James from Pensacola, what do you got for us?
Hey, over the next 2 years, you know, with the Communist Party USA in charge of the, House, what happens if they pass any draconian gun legislation? What happens if that legislation goes through the Senate?
I don't think it gets through the Senate. I don't think it gets through the Senate because Republicans got 53, and then you still got a guy like Joe Manchin out there, the one Democrat who is still trying to pretend he's a conservative in West Virginia.
Right.
And if he goes on gun, he's toast.
He's done.
He can't do that. I don't see how they get that through. And I think Trump would probably veto it anyway. Now, will they try it? And will we have a bunch of, stupidity up there wasting time about it? I don't doubt it. Although it's funny you say that. Did you see that Trump apparently did an executive order to ban bump stocks.
I'm very disappointed with that. The thing is,
where did it come from?
I knew this was coming. I mean, this is the
sacrificial
lamb.
Well, they were talking
lamb.
About it, but why did Trump do it with an executive order?
This is the sacrificial lamb. I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah,
but
he's not getting anything
to have to go retroactive, and if you own a bump stock, no, you have to turn it in or destroy it.
That's
crazy. Never before have we had a situation like that.
This is actually the column I'm working on now. This is one of the problems. This is something Trump has done that a lot of us go, no, no. And I don't necessarily have a fight on the bump stocks, but there should not be an executive order. Shouldn't be that way.
Right.
If there's going to be anything, it needs to go through Congress.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be because, as somebody has pointed out on other radio, if Obama had done this, there would be people in the streets.
Yeah, and it's true.
So, yeah. Although I heard somebody say he did this as a ploy to make somebody file a lawsuit against it and get it thrown out or something. I don't know.
But here's the thing. I mean, the NRA is actually in favor of eliminating bump stocks. I don't know by what mechanism, but they say, yeah, we can live with that. We can live with that. Not that many people have them, so that's the sacrificial lamb that came out after Las Vegas.
Yeah, but I don't see anything being traded at the moment. No, it's not an issue, so why did we just throw it out there?
Well, the problem that I see is that this is one more example of this slippery slope.
Yep.
And you don't know how quickly you can slide down that hillside when you start chipping away at your rights.
Right.
And this is one little chip that I just rather not see.
I agree.
And I'm disappointed that Trump went down that road.
Don't open the gate.
But what's funny about that, and it's going to my column, we're sensitive about criticizing Trump on stuff because it doesn't matter what Trump does. The media and the left go nuts.
Yeah.
They crucify him on everything, so it's like, okay, don't say anything because if you give him an inch, they go a mile.
But have you noticed he's not getting any praise on this?
Nope. No,
I mean, it's just a report.
It's silent.
It's a report, and that's it. But we're not saying good job.
You don't see Democrats running around going, "Oh, Mr. President, thank you for doing the right thing."
Yep. No,
you're not getting anything out of it. And James, I want to point out, I think it's funny you called the Communist Party USA the Democrats. And, they used to howl about that. I don't think that bothers them anymore. They're kind of starting to embrace it.
Well, my whole ongoing problem is, why do they want to punish law-abiding citizens? When people, if somebody commits a violent act, you punish them to the fullest extent. Yet they don't, you know, they want to punish law-abiding citizens.
Well, and no, but you got to remember, though, they're on a, but they're toward a path.
When you want to punish law-abiding citizens.
No, you're right. That's where all the gun control comes from. Because the criminals, they're committing criminal acts. They don't stop and go, oh dude, we're going to take down that liquor store, but don't bring that bump stock. It's been banned. They don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I mean, you're right. All the gun control punishes law-abiding citizens.
Well, it's that same question. Why could the Democrats possibly want open borders? You know,
voters.
It will make you shake your head if you really try to use logic and reasoning.
They
this is the
vote.
Same kind of question.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
They want more of a controllable socialist nation.
Yep.
And armed citizenry does not fit.
Nope, they got to get rid of the armed citizens.
Yes,
absolutely.
So,
yeah. I mean, that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the sad thing is, it's not just the far left. You've got a show on your station on Saturday nights. These young libertarian guys.
Oh,
they're for open borders,
really?
And they don't want any border security.
Really?
What's the show?
Yeah.
Who's that?
They call it Free Talk Live.
Right.
They want open borders.
They're libertarians.
Yeah. Mm.
Libertarians.
They want a lot of things that conservatives don't necessarily want. But
look, I got a little bit of libertarian bent in me. But you know,
open
border.
But that doesn't seem libertarian. That seems
libertarians are not what they used to be.
Well, that,
like 20, 30 years ago, they were totally different. They were more law and order. But you know,
you're exactly right, James. Libertarians are not.
Well, but see, when if you're a libertarian and go to the, you know, logical end of that, and which includes open borders, then really what you're just saying is you want survival of the fittest. Who, you know, fight it out, folks. It's Wild Wild West. The borders are open.
On Saturday night, but I guarantee you won't be able to listen long. You'll be turning it off. It's that painful.
Well, James, we'll try to see if we have more replayed podcasts of Common Sense Radio. Hey, thank you
so much, James,
for listening from Florida. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
All right, and Taxman has said, shut her down. Only fools go to Morocco. He says Bradley is watching Jones because Jones is not for the wall. And he also said a shout-out to Thomas. Taxman wants to tell Thomas, and so do we, Merry Christmas to you and your babysitter. We'll be right back at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Coming to you from the Call News Studios. At the bottom of the hour, we go to a special sponsor, ABC Signs and ABC Shirts. That is your headquarters for custom-made signs, yard signs, or big banners to, you know, for your sales or your company. Or custom-made dry-fit shirts, one or a million. They can do it all. Go to abcshirts.biz, or abcsigns.biz. Go down there and see Greg Callahan. They can do anything, whether you're doing signs, custom-made shirts, promotional items like pens and license plate holders. And they have a Make America Great store right there with all your Trump paraphernalia that you need.
To drive all your relatives crazy. That's the best thing to show up to.
Get the red cap.
Christmas dinner. Yeah. It's festive.
Festive.
It matches.
So go down there and see them at ABC Shirts and Signs on LaRue Steiner Road there off of Highway 90 in Tillman's Corner. Or give them a call at 877-744-6750. And they bring you wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
For some, Christmas just marks the birth of a great philosopher and prophet, a great and good man. To others, it marks something still more, the pinnacle of all history. A moment when the God of all creation, in the words of the Creed, God from God and light from light, humbled himself to become a baby, crying in a manger. To everyone, Christmas is a time of happiness and cheer, a time of peace and goodwill and glad tidings. And this brings us to the custom of the Christmas tree. For the ancestors from whom we inherited this Christmas tree believed that the glad tidings of Christmas were of such power, of such beauty and life-giving force that they affected not only the human heart, but extended to all creation. And in decorating trees, Christmas trees, they expressed their belief that on one special day of the year, nature itself seems to join the angel choirs and little children and all mankind in a great and solemn celebration. The song puts it so well. O Christmas tree, your boughs can teach a lesson. But constant faith and hope sublime lend strength and comfort through all time.
There you go. There is President Reagan on the 11th of December, 1986, for the lighting of the Christmas tree, the White House Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. This was his remarks. I thought it's Christmas. He gets it. And I thought it was a very nice thing to, for the Christmas season. He always was had a way with words, but that was from 11 December 1986, lighting of the Christmas tree, and it goes along with this week's column, A Season Without a Reason. And kind of get into, you know, we've always had these Christmas wars, you know, say Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays and all that stuff.
Do people still fight about that?
Well, it's kind of gotten old. That was my point. That we've been through that, and it's kind of gotten old where people don't pay attention to it. But they're still, you know, having assaults where they're removing nativities from public squares. Right. The most recent, Woodland, Washington, had to remove a nativity from a public square, even though it was privately funded.
Right.
Okay, and, you know, and then there was the crazy principal at some elementary school in Elkhorn, Nebraska, that outlawed everything. For Christmas, no Christmas decorations.
Did they not?
Christmas carols. Said the candy canes were in the shape of a J, which is J for Jesus. No candy canes in our school.
Did they not watch the Santa Claus 2?
I guess
they need to watch the Santa Claus 2.
I haven't seen it. Do I need to see that? I don't know. It's just crazy. But the point in the column is we've sort of become inured to it. We sort of are bored with – not bored. We're actually maybe even accepting now that Christmas is going to be assaulted, and we kind of just take it in stride and nobody really fights over it. But really, we've kind of gotten where we're really not talking about the reason for the season anymore.
No, it's way more secular.
It's very secular. And it's been going on about Santa Claus and all that stuff. But I think what really hit me is it's okay – there's so many people that celebrate Christmas, and they have no idea what it's about.
Why? Yeah.
They're taking the days off. They're exchanging the gifts. And the place where it kind of hit me, and I haven't been doing the watching, but I've caught some of it, is the Hallmark movies.
Oh. How did you get that?
Here's the thing in the Hallmark movies, Pete?
Really?
Not exactly. But here's the thing.
I've been getting this,
and my wife has helped me with this. They're making, apparently, they make a Hallmark movie every 90 seconds about Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Every 90 seconds.
Yeah, and they're all exactly the same with different people.
It's the same story.
Yeah,
There's somebody comes back to their hometown, and they fall in love with somebody, or they've lost their Christmas spirit. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
I've lost the Christmas spirit. And then either a child, a pet, or the love interest that they forgot about connects them back.
Yeah. And they save Christmas, while they're reconnecting.
They save Christmas, right?
Yes, right. As they reconnect.
And it's all wonderful and gushy, and you're just sobbing into your cocoa and red wine and all that stuff, right? It's all great, right?
Right.
But it's all about the Christmas spirit of loving and giving, but it never talks about why.
Yeah.
You're right.
Every now and then there's a little implication here or a little innuendo
but it's very subtle.
It's about Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior, you know, the begotten Son of God. Very, very subtle, if at all.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is we've made it where we've even made Christmas about us. It's about our Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's about us giving. It's about us being nice.
It's humanism.
Yeah. It's creeping in. And we have people stumbling around not really realizing what the reason for the season is, and we've kind of gotten our – and I'm putting it not on those people who attack us for saying Merry Christmas because that's sort of passe. It's the Christians who've let it become lukewarm. And that's the column. Go to thecallnews.com or tricityledger.com or the Post in Cherokee County.
I like that. You know, it hit me at the – you know, here in Mobile, we love – or most people – Mardi Gras is a big thing. But you can go in the Mardi Gras store. You know, it's open year-round.
Right.
And I had a similar thought because it's the same junk, like the beads, The throws for parades.
Right.
But they do the same ones for Christmas. They just turn them to red and green.
Yeah.
And it's just this sad little symbol of, like, all this plastic junk made in China. We give it a different color, and we call it Christmas.
Now it's Christmas beads. It's red
and green. And in 2 months, it'll be purple, gold, and green, and it'll be Mardi Gras.
And then in summer, it'll be red, white, and blue for the July 4th.
But it's actually all the same junk.
It's all the same junk. No.
And not like, it's all good, but it's just, it hit me the same way.
And then along the lighter side, well, maybe not the lighter side, but the other Christmas wars.
Oh, yeah.
What have gone on. Apparently, celebrating Christmas and true love and the man chasing the woman has become rapey.
You know, that
and
is
that,
the,
and that. You know, that song from 1947 that I think won an Emmy from a movie.
Well,
remember that song?
And it's in Elf, which everyone loves.
Is it in Elf?
They sing it. Yeah, it's in Elf. It's like, here we go.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
I'm hoping that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my mother will start to
beautiful.
I always liked this song.
It's a great song. I've always loved it.
It won it was from a movie in 1947.
Well, and it's in Elf now.
And it's in Elf. It's been in a lot of things. This is actually from a Michael Bublé video.
And the video is interesting.
Because it uses children.
It's all children in a hotel.
It's all children doing this dancing and doing this in a hotel. In the lobby. In the hotel lobby.
Yeah.
But they're...
Michael Bublé and Dina Azell.
Yeah, it's a beautiful... It's a great song. Yeah. But now it's under attack. Oh, it's a rape song. This guy is coercing this woman.
Not.
He's forcing... She's trying to leave, and he put a roofie in her drink.
No,
and he's
what?
Not going to let her leave. She's going to pass out. He's going to have her way with her, and he's going to dump her in a snowbank.
Look, this... No, this is really a topic for a whole other show we should do someday.
Okay.
But as a single adult person, I will say this is from a time long ago when people weren't stuck down in their phones.
Right.
And if a man saw a woman who he found attractive, he did little things to attract
her.
And then it was this little game where she would pretend like she didn't really like him. And if she did, she'd keep kind of playing the game. And it was actually a very lovely little thing that people did to meet each other. Now, no one will look up from their phone long enough to ever meet anyone.
It's called human interaction.
That's all. It was an innocent time.
Have you seen the movie?
Which movie?
Where this came from, 1947.
I've just seen Elf.
No. You got to go back. You got to go look. Look,
okay.
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
This scene is in the movie. And all it is a man and a woman, and the guy is smitten with the woman, and he's trying to
convince
her, I like you to stay. We're having a good time.
And it was kind of like a little
song
and
it's a very
dance.
Playful
yeah,
thing.
It's a playful
and you look
thing.
At it, and
yeah.
she's clearly in control. Because
yeah.
he keeps trying, how about this, how about that? And she's like, no. And that's back, you know, when women said no, we believed it. You know.
And not at one point.
Now it's on you know, I'm going to snap face you with a booty call, right?
Is that
what we do
well,
now?
Well, that's close enough, Pete. You're close enough.
Is that close
enough? Yeah,
is that
enough.
Where we've gotten to?
There's
no nice song.
There's no
romance.
Nice.
There's no discussion. It's a, you know.
That's when people had wit. And
wit
character
and fun and character
fun.
And we're over the break.
Oh.
So, all right, we will be right back with
Christmas.
Your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. And you can answer the question, should be Santa Claus be gender neutral? We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, coming to you from the Call News studios. All right, I did throw out there about the Santa being gender neutral, but hey, that was just some poll. It's not something we really need to get into. But a couple of other items wanted to get out there before we get too far off track. This was in the news. Did you see a Texas judge? This went by really quick. Texas judge ruled Obamacare unconstitutional.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No.
No, this
I didn't.
The Democrats howled for about 30 minutes and it passed through the news. But about a week ago, a judge in Texas ruled Obamacare is unconstitutional. And it's interesting. He ruled it unconstitutional because without the tax, it's unconstitutional. And I bring this up because these are one of the things that, you know, we see all the turmoil and all the nonsense going on and you think everybody's on the ropes and fighting. But Trump's got some smart things going on there.
Yeah.
And let me back you up. If you remember, Judge Roberts found Obamacare constitutional. Remember, they had the mandate.
Correct.
And it was not a tax. Democrats swore, it's not a tax.
But you just got fined if you didn't do it.
Right. They fined. Right. But Judge Roberts interpreted the fines and whatever you had to do as a tax. And as a tax, he found it constitutional.
You can't do that.
Well, what a little known thing, when they passed the tax cut bill last year, they removed the Obamacare mandate and the tax. Mm. So now without the Obamacare mandate and the tax that Roberts found constitutional, a Texas judge has just found it unconstitutional. So keep your eye on that.
Yeah.
Trump may have done an end run around him while they were, you know, running around going, he colluded with Russians.
The whole art of the deal is never done with Trump. We got to remember that.
So there may be a long game. So I wanted to bring that one up, and then some other news that came out. Secretary Mattis has resigned effective February 28th. He's done a good job. I know there's going to be some people upset about that. And he resigned in a way where he said, put in his resignation letters a line, something that the president deserves a Secretary of Defense more in line with his views. About alliances. And I have to dig in because I don't know where their disagreement is. But apparently there is enough disagreement on some policy issues that he feels he needs to move on. He was very respectful about it, but he put that sort of subtle zinger in there, so you'll probably hear a bunch of crap about that. The other thing is, this is interesting. Trump says, I'm withdrawing troops from Syria.
Yes.
How?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I don't know where that came from, but this is, again, one of those things. If Obama had done that, the Democrats would be dancing in the streets. But now we got Democrats going, I don't know if that's a good idea, and even the Republicans, I don't know if that's good. Everybody's like, and I'm not sure if it's a good idea or not, except what are we actually doing in Syria?
Well, it was kind of a campaign promise along with the wall. So it may be, again, don't underestimate.
Yeah, but what are we
Trump
doing there? I mean, Obama went in there because he was supporting ISIS-connected rebels to overthrow Assad because he hates Assad. You know, and I kind of – Assad's not a good guy, but who cares?
Yeah. In the larger picture, let us not forget that the Middle East is a bad, bad place.
Exactly.
It is run by bad actors on all sides.
And you're not going to make good actors.
And you're not going to change it. And the sooner that the West and the United States in particular, the West in general, the United States in particular, realizes that empire building or nation building is a losing cause and forget about it, then better off we're going to all be.
Right.
I gotta admire Rand Paul. At least he doesn't change.
No,
I
mean, he doesn't change about
and
that.
And Lindsey Graham doesn't change. We all, you know, after John McCain was out of the picture and Lindsey Graham started to kind of be his own guy and say, well, way to go, Trump. We, you know, we like you now. But he is a neocon.
Yeah. No,
and he thinks it's a bad idea.
No, McCain was he wanted to go in there and do that. And I'm like, look, you're siding with ISIS-connected people to overthrow. Who cares about Assad? Really, the only thing they need to worry about with Assad is the Iranian influence.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I still don't understand why they don't go to the Russians and the Syrians and say, oh, look, we'll leave you guys alone. Kick the Iranians out.
Yeah.
We can play nice. Just kick the Iranians out. We don't care what you do with the rebels. It's not our fight.
Yeah.
So I kind of don't see what's – why should American lives be lost in Syria?
Yeah.
And then actually right behind it also came out, he's talking about drawing down forces in Afghanistan as well. Right. It's like, well, you know, we've been there a long time. And, it's the longest war we've ever been.
Coming
we've been
up
there,
on
what?
20 years.
Yeah, going on 20 years.
Close, you know, over 15, less than 20, but coming in on 20
years. 17, 18 years. We're there. And it's not really changing. Why are we losing American lives?
Yeah.
At some point, you go away, and then you say, look, if we come back, it's going to be worse. Don't make me come down there.
Right.
Maybe turn his car around.
But it's interesting that it doesn't matter what he does. He's getting slammed about this.
Right.
It doesn't matter. He's getting slammed about this. Okay. How much time we got left?
A minute or so.
We got a minute. Look, what we
couple minutes.
What we ought to finish out on, and I'm following director's directions from higher headquarters. My wife's texted said, please end on some Christmas cheer.
Yes.
And we should.
Good advice.
It is the holiday season. It is. There is a reason for the season. Jesus Christ was born a baby. God, what President Reagan said, God humbled himself and sent his son to become a man and come amongst us to make the ultimate sacrifice for our eternal salvation.
It's the best story.
It is the best story.
It is.
It's a story of an incredible gift of unconditional love and then redemption for all of us. That love and forgiveness is available to every one of us, and it is the font, the source of love for the entire universe
and
is there. And we should celebrate
for gift giving. That's why we do give gifts.
We gift giving because we've been given the gift.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's
absolutely
the part that we're missing. We've been given. Mm-hmm. And look, despite all the stupid nonsense that goes on in Washington and in the media, they want you to believe that, oh, it's terrible, it's awful, everybody hates everybody. It's not true. If you go out there, you see your fellow man, actually out there with your neighbors, they're actually polite. They're wishing you a Merry Christmas. They pray for you. How many times do you have people being prayed for?
Yeah.
Constantly. You see it on Facebook all the time. You know, I need prayers. Pray for these people. We still pray. We still care for each other. If we can turn off the news and tune out all that nonsense, there still is a lot of good in this world if you recognize where it comes from and accept our Savior who came on Christmas. Christmas is the greatest story.
It is.
It really is.
It's the best story.
And it's a great time for your kids. So make sure your kids know the story. Make sure your neighbors know the story. And show that love and giving to everyone that you meet. And stop posting nasty jokes on Democrats' posts. I'm going to try to refrain. Please forgive me.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
But a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.